Matt Blyton is a singer-songwriter from East Lansing. He ordinarily performs in a band setting. He's here solo here today. It's been great to have you on the program, Matt.
Glad
you're here. How often do you get to play solo?
I spent a lot of years playing solo, but once a month or so, solo with a couple musicians. At work, I play solo periodically, but mostly it's with, you know, five or six other players, which is such a pleasure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're glad you're here today. We've got what sounds like the title cut here from your band's most recent CD. The CD is called New Morning. This is called New Morning Sun. Let's listen to Matt Blyton.
Trying to open up my door to you, don't know how it closed again. Oh yes, I mean it this time too. Yes, there is a way. Standing by the scary door, feeling alone again, hoping that I'm leaning to a new morning. Morning light is seeping through windows of a darkened room. Nighttime is convincing too. It leaves no place to hide. Light changes the scenery. Shadows retreat again. The darkest night is followed by a new morning. Pink-bellied clouds stacked in the east, like cows awaiting by the gate. Color will be gone soon when the real sun comes out. Can I fly right over my thoughts, moving through pastel clouds, leave the heavy world below in a new morning? Closes his eyes to make everything disappear. My mind watches reruns, inside and alone. Standing by the scary door, I pull my hat down low. Take the first step into a new morning. Try and open up my door to you. Don't know how it closed again. Oh yes, I mean it this time too. Yes, there is a way. Standing by the scary door, feeling alone again, hoping that I'm leaning to a new morning. Hoping that I'm leaning to a new morning.
Matt Blyton here on Current State's Live Music Friday. New Morning Sun is what it's called. Matt and his band will perform at the Robin Theater in Lansing's Rio Town coming up on November 20th on a bill with guitarist Eldon Kelly. Did you grow up in the Lansing area, Matt?
I didn't. Grew up in western Pennsylvania.
Oh. What brought you to Michigan? Typical family drama or what?
Well, we spent 6 years. My wife was working at Mayo Clinic, and I was Mr. Mom during that time, and I had a degree, but I was looking to come back to school and study writing, and Michigan State offered something that I was looking for, and also a place where she could work developing microscopes in Okemos. So we brought our three kids here and been living in East Lansing.
What kind of writing did you want to do?
I was interested in fiction, but I ran into a friend who said that if I wanted to learn how to be a better writer, then doing that master's degree would be fantastic. If I wanted a job, then I should find something that might lead in that direction. Mm. And went into the teacher education department, which is phenomenal, and I've been working ever since.
But you're able to get out, obviously, a tremendous creative impulse. You write a lot of these songs,
yes.
right? So
yep.
there's an avenue here that's open to you.
Get to do both.
Yeah. What's your first musical memory?
I don't remember it, but I was. My mother says that I stood up on a picnic table when I was three, and sang "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star," not very well, but with great enthusiasm. All I needed was an audience, apparently.
You're performing solo today, but you typically perform with your band. What does what we've heard today sound differently in a band context, besides just being louder? Do you perform a lot of the same songs, I guess?
Yes.
Okay.
These songs started, you know, with me and a guitar, and like what you've heard today. But, for example, this New Morning song tune on the CD, it has Drew Howard playing pedal steel.
He was just on this program about 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
Thereabouts.
What a fantastic player. And so it's that fills up so much. Then it's sort of a duet between what I'm doing and what he's doing. And then playing with guitarists like Jim Green, just fantastic. Ray Camilleri is on the CD as well. It's such a pleasure to see what they add that's so much beyond what I would have even imagined.
Yeah, for the show at the Robin Theater in Lansing next month, the Matt Blyton Band will share the bill with Eldon Kelly, a great local guitar player. We've had him perform on Live Music Friday here on Current State. Have you worked with him in the past?
We've played together. We have a mutual friend, Linda Abar, who will be singing with him, and she's been on the CDs, and we've been playing with her for years. Fantastic player. Eldon Kelly's just incredible.
Mm. Well, before Matt Blyton plays us out here on Current State, I'll remind you that Monday on our program, the U.S. Constitution guarantees the right to an attorney, but underfunded and disjointed public defense systems mean that many poor people accused of crimes don't get adequate representation in court. A new set of state standards from the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission hopes to change that. We talked to Executive Director Jonathan Sachs, as well as the chair of the commission, Jim Fisher. Plus, as the weather gets cooler, you might be thinking about warming up your kitchen with some new fall recipes. Michigan cookbook author Maureen Aboud joins us to talk about what seasonal foods to incorporate into your fall feasts. We hope to see you on Monday. In the meantime, have a great weekend, and we want to thank Matt Blyton again for being our Live Music Friday guest here on Current State. Matt plays us out. Have a great weekend.
Need to run or fight.